Dvorak's Symphony from the New World is beloved. In fact, it's the best symphony. Our next guest asks us to go with that premise, so we are, and it's easy. It is so great. Even if you think you don't know Dvorak's New World Symphony, you've heard it. Its famous final movement begins with what sounds like the Jaws theme. And then there's the passage that will become, years after Dvorak wrote it, a spiritual. It's a symphony so American that in 1969, astronaut Neil Armstrong took along a recording for the first moon landing. But it was written in 1893 by the Czech composer Antonín Dvořák when he came to the U.S. to lead a conservatory and discovered Native American, African American, and rural folk tunes, riffing on some of them, like Turkey in the Straw. So as we gear up for one of the most American of holidays, Thanksgiving, we're thinking about this American sound from a Czech composer, and we do so with a fresh face in the classical music world. Fran Hoffner writes a classical music column for The All. She's also digital editor for The Onion and joins us from WBEZ in Chicago. Fran, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for giving us a moment to shine some light on this. And I want to underscore how fresh a face you are. Rarely have I seen classical writing in which somebody throws out the F word to talk about how they were gutted by a certain movement. I mean, this piece gets a visceral reaction from you. Why? Why do you think it's the best?
Oh, man. I first heard only the final movement, which is perhaps the most famous one, when I was 13 years old, and I was playing in a youth symphony in the suburbs of Chicago. And the reason I heard and came to know it so well is because I was one of two percussionists. There's only a part for timpani, one timpanist, and I was passed over for it. So I had to spend, I think, 3 or 4 months of rehearsals just sitting there listening to it. And I just became so obsessed with the idea of it, started to research Dvorak. I come from a Czech background. I've always just had this very deep personal sort of connection to this idea of this immigrant composer who came to the States to invent a kind of music that didn't exist yet.
He wrote it when he was directing the newly opened National Conservatory of Music. He stayed for about 3 years. Conductor Marin Alsop, in a 2008 piece for NPR, wrote, "The music evokes images. As the symphony opens, I picture Dvorak at the stern of the ship that carries him to America, away from his own country. As the land drifts out of sight, he's suddenly jarred by the thought of the unknown with a blast from the French horn."
Oh, it's so simultaneously kind of hopeful and wistful, but it's also quietly very tragic and very sad. I think there is sort of this deep kind of homesickness that echoes throughout the piece, because Dvorak didn't stay in New York forever. He did wind up going back to Prague.
Well, and before that, in between, talk about the time he spent, well, in the Midwest, in towns like Spillville, Iowa, where he had relatives.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the famous English horn theme from the slow second movement.
It feels very sort of Plains of Iowa to me. Even if you don't know anything about classical music, you can hear that movement and you can understand how wistful and gorgeous and sad it is. And I also say that on a bad day, that movement can destroy me. Yeah. I can be in tears.
Yeah. One of Dvorak's conservatory students took that theme and then decades later turned it into the famous African-American spiritual Goin' Home. It became a staple of American music. What did Dvorak say? Because a journalist quoted him as saying, "I'm now satisfied that the future music of this country," meaning America, "must be founded upon what are called the African-American melodies. This must be the real foundation of any serious and original school of composition to be developed in the United States." It's so interesting because it may not have been as much a part of American classical music, but it certainly became the backbone of American music.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't think that many American white composers were thinking of American culture in that terms. And maybe it really did take sort of an immigrant outsider, which is essentially the story of America in the first place, to come in and say, this is actually like where your culture is. This is the heart and the soul and the tragedy of it. Mm. There's just this amazing balance throughout the entirety of this symphony of looking for hope, looking forward, seeking to discover something.
Well, it's, you know, it's America, which was a place of hope, despite already having seen bloodshed, as opposed to Europe, which was soaked in blood, you know, at that point in its history. Let's go to the third movement. It's the Scherzo. Dvorak has said it was inspired by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's Song of Hiawatha poem, the part where the Native Americans are dancing on the shores of Gitche Gumee. And he did hear authentic Native American music at a Wild West show in New York. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, he went to a Wild West show, which is just outrageous to me, but comes across in this symphony as this like beautiful, energetic kind of dance.
Listening to Dvorak's New World Symphony with classical music writer Fran Hoffner. And I want to skip to the dramatic fourth movement. It's the one that you heard when you were 13 that made you a Dvorak groupie.
Yeah, essentially.
Right. And you also write in your column, hey, you've all heard it on Glee. Let's listen. He say about its Americanness? Did he say something about what he was trying to say?
This just feels like such a determination and hodgepodge of so much of what he saw and witnessed. It's almost like a scrapbook of a symphony of everything he sort of allowed himself to take part in that got funneled into this big, all-encompassing work of art.
Yeah. It's like a very, very smart, elaborate, hard-to-make postcard.
Yeah.
That's Fran Hoffner. She writes the column Classical Music Hour with Fran for The All and is also digital editor for The Onion. She's been going over what she thinks is the best symphony ever written, Dvorak's New World Symphony. I'm not going to argue with you. Fran, although others can, we'd love to hear what listeners, what their nominee would be. But Fran, thank you so much for giving us some time with this one.
Thank you so much, Robin.
We'd like to deconstruct more classical pieces with Fran, so send us your suggestion at hereandnow.org.